I'm Will Davis for WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Lena Catherine McCann tells her granddaughter, Katie Furlow, about working at the farmer's market when she was young and the lessons she learned from the family she worked for and lived with.
I saw where the farmer's market needed a waitress. I walked over and applied, and I met Yaya and Papa. So I got the job, went to work for them. Papa and Yaya wanted to know if I wanted to come and stay with them, and so I did, and it was very interesting to live with them. They had one daughter, Helen. Helen was a character. Not really, but I mean, she was going to college, which was quite rare, but Helen thought she was up in the world because she was going to college. And she would tell the story about, because Papa had a pig farm, was over behind the house, behind his house. Mm. And he would drive Helen to, because she didn't have a car, and so he had, that was her only transportation. And so she'd make Papa stop just about, two blocks from the school. She wouldn't let him drive her from the school. So Papa used to say, Helen, why do you want me to stop? Don't you want me? No, Papa, just this is close enough. She says, the truck smells like pig. But anyway, she was very educated and very proud of it. Mm-hmm. And but she, I said something. I don't remember what the word was now at this moment. But she said, looked up at me, and she says, that's not the right pronunciation of that word. If you're going to use the word, use it right. And she told me how to say the word. Mm-hmm. She says, now say it. So I did, you know. She says, when you use that word from now on, you use it like that. That's the proper way to say it. Huh. I said, okay, thank you very much. I know one time I was serving her breakfast one morning before she went to school. And so as Helen said, she says, Kitty, sit down. Papa said, what are you getting ready to teach her now? Helen said, I'm going to tell you. I want you to try not to grin. She says, you smile. And she showed me what to do. She says, now stop right there. Don't grin. She says, smile. She says, that's better. That's better. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Helen. So I catch myself still grinning some days. So I learned a lot from each of them.
That was Lena Catherine McCann talking with her granddaughter, Katie Furlow. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation and others can be found at our website, wutc.org. And you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast on iTunes and Google Play and never miss an episode. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. For WUTC, I'm Will Davis.